This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Coming up in the final segment of the show, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Whitney Cummings at Warner Theater. Also have a pair of tickets for Deftones at Capital One Arena. So keep listening for your chance to win those tickets.
Are the Deftones better than the Boss Tones?
You're thinking of the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones?
Yes.
Personally, I would rank Deftones higher than the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
How about Tone Loc?
Deftones, a thousand greater than signs, Tone Loc.
Tone Loc's my man.
But one recognizable song. One.
I think you're probably right. Funky Cold Medina. I mean,
can you name another Tone Loc song?
No, I feel like he had two.
Okay.
He had two. Maybe not. Maybe you're right. Hold on. Tone Loc. Now we're down the wormhole. Yeah. Wild Thing.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's actually number one.
Yeah. Wild Thing.
It's
then
not even
Funky
his
Cold
song,
Medina.
But okay. I guess I'll give you
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but you know that song.
Sure.
All right. I'm going to tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood. By the way, how old is Tone Loc?
Tone Loc today is 63 years old.
58. Mm. Do you know what his real name is?
No. I'm guessing something with like Antonio. I'm going to go Antonio Williams.
Pretty close. Anthony Smith.
Okay.
Tone Loc.
Tone
Loc. EP is sponsored, of course.
It's driven by BMW Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy, Mike Walker, over at BMW Fairfax, has no interest in charging you interest. Just 2.99% of most X-Series models. I've got the X5. My buddy drove his i7 over my house yesterday. We're hitting golf balls in the backyard. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. All right, this is interesting. I'm surprised you didn't put this in here, Valdez. I just want to bring it up because I think it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Garfield and Florence Pugh, I guess, are starring in a new romantic drama, We Live in Time.
Do you prefer Andrew Garfield or Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man? Or you could even throw it in Tom Holland, if you wish.
Oh, I recognize him now.
Maybe Tobey Maguire.
Okay, he's the OG Spider-Man.
Yeah, maybe
yeah.
Tobey Maguire.
Okay.
So We Live in Time.
I think the new kid's really good.
Tom Holland's good.
So Garfield and Pugh, he's 41, she's 28.
Yeah.
We're filming a love scene.
All right.
And he said that they got so into the scene, they went way beyond what they were supposed to do.
Okay.
They didn't even hear the director yell cut. And they're getting after it.
Okay.
Going more and more.
It's like
and
you
more.
Watching Jaden Daniels.
And finally, they're like, you know, this has been a long scene. They look up and the boom operator, he's walked away. Everyone walked away and they're still
They made it cringeworthy on the set?
Yes.
Interesting.
Were they single?
I don't know.
Are they married?
I don't know. I don't know.
He said the scene.
Well, why didn't they come in and say, hey, it's break.
They
cut, 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 cut.
They just let them keep getting after it.
They didn't hear it.
He said they didn't hear it.
I know, but if they see, they still saw them doing it.
They're just respecting them getting caught up in the moment.
This is your Super Bowl, EB.
That's kind of hot, right?
Yeah, this is kind of your thing.
And they don't
two
have
actors
a,
just getting after
They don't have a relationship out off camera?
They might now.
They could, sure. Sparks are flying.
Remember, there's been a few like notorious scenes. What was the one? It was Mickey Rourke.
And Kim Basinger?
No.
Oh,
I think it was Mickey Rourke and Lisa
Bonet.
Yeah.
Wild Orchid, I believe.
There are quite a few. If you go down the wormhole.
Yes.
Where actors have legit sex on set.
Yeah. There can't be that many, but okay.
Well, you know about Brown Bunny.
I do know about Brown Bunny, yes.
Yeah, you know about Brown Bunny.
I know about Brown Bunny, yeah.
Do you not know that one, Valdez?
No, well, he's going to be Googling it in about 5 seconds.
Chloe Sevigny? How do you say it? Sevigny?
Sevigny.
I'm not sure how to pronounce her last name.
Yeah.
By the way, he may be gay, actually.
Who?
Andrew Garfield.
Maybe that's why she felt so comfortable. I have no idea.
I'm not seeing it 100%, but I'm seeing different rumors about him.
I saw that he's dating Dr. Kate something or other.
Okay. JP's all into the rumors today.
Yeah.
What was the rumor earlier?
But Buda Baker.
Yeah, Buda Baker's going to get acquired by the command.
Rumors.com.
So this story is...
I mean, look, Cakes, this is a headline from People magazine.
I'm sure I can... You think I can see that?
I don't know. You got Trevor Nyes. Andrew Garfield, quote, I'm a gay man without the physical act. I don't know what that means.
I have no idea.
I don't know what that means either.
He was great in The Social Network.
I think Drab might be that.
He's a happy man.
Why? He has sex after good Geno Smith games.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
He didn't have a good sex after last week.
So you know that Tony Busby is representing like 120 Diddy victims, right?
Former Junkies guest.
Now that you're telling me, yes, I know.
All right.
Who's he most famous for representing before?
Well, I know he was representing
the
kicker.
Was he a Clemens guy?
No. Who's I don't think guy? So. He definitely was representing the Commanders kicker before they cut him.
McManus.
Yeah. But anyway... He said there's a bunch of names, bunch of celebrity names out there, and he said that a bunch of them are being proactive and they're just paying off the victims so their names don't get associated.
Preemptive strikes.
They don't want to be brought up at all. They know they're in pictures. They know there's probably videos. They're jumping way ahead of it, and they're preemptively paying off these victims.
Mm. So he now was, he was in the Deshaun Watson deal.
Busby was representing Deshaun Watson.
Okay, gotcha. So, anyway, fascinating there. Like, I mean, all you got to do is look at the pictures.
He's representing the victims.
Right.
Yeah, my bad.
Not Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Roger Clemens was Rusty Harden.
I'd like to be Deshaun Watson's lawyer.
Rusty
those
Harden,
fees are big.
I thought it was, right?
Isn't that what I said?
Yeah.
Okay. Kanye and his wife, Bianca Censori, are apparently divorcing.
Shocker.
After less than 2 years of marriage. Remember, he would just use her as almost like living art.
Yeah, she's like a prop.
Yeah, she was a
prop for him.
Boob prop.
Yeah.
Boob prop.
And then
remember
he was on the canoe in Italy or something, and, you know, there was a brown bunny situation going on. Yeah. They're saying Cardi B cheated on Offset
with
an NFL wide receiver.
I know who it is.
Well, they're saying...
He and Terp.
Well, they're saying it could be the most smoke is Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
But they're also saying it could be Tyreek.
One of the funniest videos, if you guys haven't seen it, when Diggs was with the Vikings. I can't remember which player it was, but he was going around and asking, if you had a sister, who would you least like of the Vikings to date your sister? And almost unanimously, all the guys are like, Diggs.
Really?
Yeah. Like, Diggs. Like, Dalvin Cook was asked. He's like, Diggs. I don't want my sister dating Diggs.
Hey.
He went to Adam Thielen. He's like, oh, not Diggs. Can't date Diggs.
Wasn't she 8 months pregnant, too?
I think you're right.
She might have been.
the baby, you know, belly, what? The baby bump.
In my opinion, Diggs slumming. Slumming being with Cardi B. He can basically be with whoever he wants to be with.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he's slumming.
You don't think she's attractive?
No.
I don't.
When she's at her in her best.
Personally, no. She's a no for me, dog. Randy Jackson. She's a no for me.
I didn't know Diggs had a thing for pregnant women.
Maybe he does.
I think he just has a thing for women. That's what it sounds like. Yeah,
I just posted the video, right. If you haven't seen it, at Junks Radio. Give us a follow on Twitter of the teammates going after Stephon Diggs.
That'd be interesting. We should ask that of the Commanders. Because, like I've always said, I would literally be
Are you gonna ask Jonathan Allen that?
I would literally be thrilled if Terry McLaurin would break up with his fiance and marry one of my daughters.
Sure.
Preferably my older daughter.
It's probably not gonna happen.
In that Diggs video, they ask him and he's surprised. He's like, I'm a good guy. Like, and then they ask him, like, all right, Diggs, like, who would you not like to date your sister? And he looks and he's like, Weatherly. And they're like, why Weatherly? He's like, because he's ugly.
Right. That's pretty funny. He's got a good sense of humor.
So you can watch it at Junks Radio.
Does this change anything, at least in your mind?
Mm-hmm.
When Justin Timberlake got pulled over for the drug driving or wherever he was he in the Hamptons? Wherever the hell he was.
That sounds right. Yeah.
He was in Sag Harbor, wherever that is. Yeah. Is that Boston? I don't know. I think
he was in the Hamptons.
Arrested in the Hamptons in June for drunk driving.
Can't believe it was June.
They're saying he was there hanging out with wife Jessica Biel's former stylist.
Okay.
You think he was hollering?
I know the look you're giving me.
I'm just asking you, does that mean anything?
Maybe they're just friends. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, they could have been there. They could have been in the Hamptons at the same time.
Yeah.
And said, hey, let's meet up or something like that. I don't know.
Okay. Would you want to go to a Timberlake concert?
No.
Yes.
He's at Capital One Arena.
No, I don't want to go to Capital One Arena.
In 5 days.
Yeah. I would like to go if you could transport me there. Like if I could teleport and just pop up in like a...
And you're in a suite.
Yeah. And then teleport back.
That's where you'd be at Capital One.
No, he doesn't want to drive.
I don't
want to
deal with all
the metro. It's so easy.
It's not easy.
It's like the last place on earth I want
to
be.
Are you kidding me? I took the metro to Caitlin Clark, to
you're a big,
Sebastian Maniscalco.
I
took it three times in like 9 days. Couldn't have been any easier.
I don't like to be in the city.
Well, metro.
Yeah.
But easy. Right there. Boop. You're at the concert. You can drink, do whatever you want. You're home.
Hard. It's that it's just not fun.
Here's what's easier: texting Jim Van Stone and getting a parking pass. It's easier.
That's the best.
Yeah,
but that requires driving.
It does.
Sitting in traffic, and I just don't have
the best place on earth.
Home.
Your house. Yeah.
You need a teleportation machine.
I told you I didn't even want to go see Jelly Roll.
that's the other one. I saw
Jelly Roll.
I know. Well. Can thank me. I'm famous.
You made him famous.
Sacktown Mike texted me, "What's a jelly roll?"
Yeah,
said I've heard of jellyfish.
What's so? When is
Timberlake? 5 days. He said
Sunday.
So
7:30.
We're gonna go on Sunday. Football Sunday.
Yeah, right.
7:30.
Yeah,
we're gonna go at 7:30. Gotta get up at 4. I mean, come on.
You're so soft.
I don't mind going to 7:30 thing. I don't mind. I can function on 5 hours of sleep.
You wouldn't do it.
Here's when I would go
Timberlake.
Here's when I would go to a Timberlake concert. If he's singing in my living room, I could just plunk down in my sofa and he's doing a private concert.
Where did I see Kid Rock? I saw
Otherwise,
Kid Rock.
I'm never seeing him
live.
I
might go into the basement if he was doing that.
What if he was at MGM National Harbor while you were playing poker? Would you leave the poker room?
What? Do you think I would stop seeing flops?
No,
to go see
not.
Justin Timberlake.
What about
perform?
Bruno Mars? He's been there. I saw him. You wouldn't.
Bruno's a stud. He's one of the best.
He needs a hair metal guy. Yeah.
If you tell me Rat from back in the day is reforming, can't do it because at least one of their members is dead.
No, I actually think Justin Timberlake's super talented. I would
probably be a lot of good looking women there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, right, but that's not where you're going to see him.
I want to hang out with ugly guys looking at flops. I don't care if there's a billion times.
Ugly, smelly dudes.
Yes, those are my people.
With chip protectors.
Yeah, those are my people. These are my
protectors.
Guys.
Yeah.
You don't want to bring sexy back?
No, I'm cool with not bringing sexy back.
He wants a $6 straddle.
Yeah.
Last but not least,
I
want to
flop a set on a guy.
You know how Diddy got his key to Miami Beach?
No, but this is all news to me.
All right. Well, he did. He got a key.
I mean, how would I know he had a key to Miami Beach?
Well, because
his
pictures were like everywhere. They were showing it off, whatever.
I don't think we go to the same websites. I don't think your searches are the same as mine.
I mean, it shows all of my feed. Well, the key to the city has been rescinded.
Is Diddy ranking running backs for week 6? I don't think so. So I'm probably not seeing these pictures of Diddy.
Who else has received a key to the city?
He got cares a key about the keys New York to the game. City, too, in 2023. Eric Adams gave him a key to New York City. But they asked him to return the key.
Oh, they did.
Hey, Everyone's making him return this key.
Hey, do you guys have a key to the city for, like, Bowie?
I think
we asked for it, and we didn't get it.
We got a fake street sign.
Yeah,
what about D.C.? You should get a key to the city for D.C., right?
I mean, we should have a street named after us in D.C. I mean, let's be honest.
That's a good
30th It's a great idea.
30th anniversary.
Of course it's a great idea.
Junkie's Way, just, right here.
When is that?
To get into this
When is the 30th anniversary?
I think it's like less than 2 years.
Cakes grew up down the street.
Yeah.
Eve grew up on Poinard's Drive, but Eve and I both grew up on Pennant Lane.
Yeah.
That's two junkies on one street. That's the street that should be called Junkies
Probably
Lane.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, but
you guys should definitely
P
have
section.
A key.
It's the P section.
Yeah.
You can't.
It's the P. You guys live in the PP section. Yeah. Two different things.
You can't break it up. It's got to start with a P.
When EB says that, most people don't realize that. The neighborhoods that we grew up in Bowie would have the entire section, every street, would start with the same letter.
Which, by the way, that's idiotic if you think about it.
Hey,
it's so confusing.
So there wasn't a main street.
Because Point Ridge Drive, Pennant Lane. Oh, I live on Pennypacker Lane.
Whatever.
That was the name of one of the streets where we live.
Who
still
cares?
A name.
Perrell
Park.
Okay, but there's different words.
It's dumb.
I know.
It's not like it's the same word.
Hey, and then in Bowie, there
it's
was
confusing.
The K section.
Confusing.
You were literally confused.
I wasn't, because I live there. Yeah. Anybody that does live there is butt confused. All right,
it's actually more organized, Cakes.
It's more organized. Idea. It's just a dumb idea.
Cakes wants a main street on every neighborhood.
Did you guys see the story? There's a house in Bowie that's has offensive Halloween.
Oh, no.
Like, I didn't see that.
What does it have?
You
can't even say.
You have to look at it.
It's really offensive?
So it was a story on the news.
Okay.
No, but like, is it really offensive or just like for Sally's? Like for, you know.
I'm going to guess.
I see it here.
He's not saying it. I'm guessing it's pretty offensive.
Says disturbing Halloween decoration upsets neighbors.
Yeah.
They're not happy.
Is it really disturbing?
In your town, Bowie. In the P section.
Is it really disturbing?
Oh, stupid. You can say this. It says it. This is what the story says. Video shows what looks like a body wrapped up in a black garbage bag dangling upside down from a tree.
Well, that's like a Halloween thing, right?
Well, no, it reminds people of a lynching.
That's why they're offended.
It's a show.
But they would hang all kinds of people.
Is it the P section?
I thought you were going to tell me people had like Nazi flags or something hanging in their yard as Halloween decorations.
Look, I didn't see it. I obviously never went by the house.
Right.
I'm just saying it was a big enough story. Okay. It was on the local news.
All right.
I don't know if it was in the P section. Yeah.
In your awful neighborhood.
Looking to upgrade your office game? Well, swing by PVI Office Furniture, where we've got everything you need to take your workspace from the bench to the big leagues. Whether you're drafting up the next great idea or just need a power play in comfort, PVI has the perfect lineup of desks, chairs, and accessories. Mention the fan and you'll score 15% off your in-store purchase. Don't miss your shot. Hit the ice at PVI Office Furniture today and elevate your workspace like a true champion. PVI Office Furniture, where productivity gets a hat trick. Visit us at PVIPVI.com because business grows with PVI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.